When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gigantic Pop. It is January 29th, 2024. Gigantic Pop with a quick hit. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan. Raj Giri is in the car. He will be joining us shortly. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Some big news breaking now coming out of the Royal Rumble. CM Punk has suffered a torn triceps, his tricep muscles, a tear. And early word is that he will be heading towards surgery per PW Insider after an appearance on tonight's Monday Night Raw. Torn triceps, you can expect recovery 4 to 6 months after surgery. Most patients can expect to have a full range of motion and recovery in about a year after surgical repair. If this is true and it does require surgery, this is definitely going to affect plans for both Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania XL. Matt Morgan, upon hearing this news, what's your first reaction?
Thinking back when I tore my bicep, which is another tricky injury, but not needing surgery. So I tore a pectoral. Luckily, was able to rehab through it and not need pectoral, you know, surgery as well. But with biceps and triceps, I've seen Kazarian tear it. I've seen other wrestlers tear it. But it depends on how severe the tear is. If it's, I hate to say not as bad, because a tear is a tear, one would think, but it's just not true. There's different levels of a tear. I have a torn rotator cuff as we speak in upper biceps head. I'm still in the gym lifting weights. I'm not saying it's not like a tough guy. I'm saying it because if you can get rehab on it, ice it, stim it, and things of that nature, you can work around it, especially in wrestling. So what I am praying for, if you guys can't hear it in my tone, is that Punk does not need surgery, is what I'm hoping and praying for, because this is the worst nightmare come true for those of us that are Punk fans. And I was very worried, so was Roz and you, Glenn, that him coming back, would they be smart enough not to put him in the ring too often and hold off on a big money match with him? Now, to be fair to WWE, they did that. They didn't have him wrestle. They put him in a battle royal with guys. I'm just going to be honest, guys. That's the easiest match to be a part of as far as 30 guys being in a ring and being able to hide in the corner and pretend you're selling the entire time if something went wrong. And then that's it. Be thrown over the shit canned over the top rope at when it's your time to exit. Yeah. But if you guys noticed, Punk's physique has definitely changed, and for the better. To give him his props and his flowers, he got his, in my opinion, his upper body in the best shape I've seen it in. The problem is if you're somebody that's not used to carrying a lot of, not a lot, let's not exaggerate on how great his physique looks, right? But if you're not used to carrying that kind of muscle on you, it leads to tears when you least expect it. Batista, I'll never forget this, tore his friggin' tricep running on the treadmill doing cardio after lifting. Not even lifting weights, not even wrestling. He did it on cardio, on the treadmill. So the more muscle sometimes you carry, and if your body's just trying to say, hey, look, this is too much, we can't rock with this, sometimes it will answer back with a tear or a sprain or a strain. So my prayer and hope here is that's, it's just a minor tear, I'm hoping, and he doesn't need surgery. That's what I'm hoping for, obviously. But then again, I'm a Punk, Mark, and I'll admit it.
And Punk had the tear when he was in AEW as well, but it was the other tricep. So now it's no triceps. So, I mean, it sucks to see, you know, Punk, you know, it's kind of injury after injury after injury right now. You know, he got that injury when he, you know, dove into the crowd in AEW as well. I don't know what the answer is for something like that, because he was, you know, he wasn't injury prone during his career, his, you know, before he came back to AEW. So, you know, I think to what you're saying, Matt, is maybe try not to worry about adding muscle and just stick with what works. You've got the charisma. You've got the promo skills. That's what got you to the dance. Don't worry about having to look a certain way. His traps looked amazing, right?
No, I feel awful for the guy, but here's the deal with CM Punk. He's such an amazing promo. Him being back in WWE is such a big story. You could literally have him and Seth Rollins both in Rascal Scooters jousting one another at WrestleMania, and that would be a satisfying payoff if they built the promos well enough.
I'd still buy a ticket to that. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you got Adam Cole on TV every week. I don't know if you could do like a Piper Pit kind of segment with CM Punk.
Ooh.
But can you do that with the torn tricep, or is it one of those things?
He might need a headset microphone so he doesn't put strain.
Can't be physical. Obviously, your arm's going to be in a sling for a component of it. Mm-hmm. But again, we don't know the severity of the tear still. I wish they could have given this a grade on what the tear was, and I could tell you for sure if it's surgery. And I know the reports are saying that after Raw, it's supposed to be surgery, but I'm hoping again, like we did with Rollins when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Our hope was that he'll be able to, you know, get back in time. And it turned out he was going to be able to get back in time for Mania. I'm hoping the same for Punk.
And for Cody, he had the same injury, and it was 7 months before he came back.
There's a serious injury.
Cody's like pectoral was off the bone. Like Cody was.
Oh, pectoral is even more major.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Bigger body part.
I mean, look. One, we want CM Punk to recover and get well soon. Absolutely. But I think that I wouldn't be surprised if he can't wrestle for a year, but he's recovered. I could see them doing what they did with Daniel Bryan and be like, you're going to be the GM of SmackDown or Raw. Like you're going to do something. We're not going to just let you sit at home during this time. But what's crazy about this is in the last less than 48 hours, we have Cody winning the Rumble. People are saying, what does this mean with The Rock at Mania? I actually think now with Punk out of Mania, The Rock's chances of being in Mania just went up considerably, given
think he was going to be in Mania regardless, but now this does take, wait a minute. No, Cody still has to win this, Glenn.
Who does Cody face though, Matt?
Nobody.
I know a lot of people are saying
His name is called Roman Reigns. That's who.
Not Cody, Seth Rollins. Yeah. Who does Seth Rollins face now?
I don't even.
Because people are saying Gunther, and I love Gunther, but I don't think he's ready. He's not that kind of a money name yet. I think him beating Brock at Mania would have helped get him there.
And you can't have Seth beat him yet either, to be fair to the build. They've done an amazing job with Gunther. Right. But, all right, let me throw a butt on the conversation. Do you think because they see it as a secondary title compared to Roman's title, that the rationalization could be, well, no, they have a title change. No. They could have.
Matt, got one for you. You're going to love it. LA Knight. We've been talking about how it's his time, right? Like, put him in that spot.
Oh, I would love that. As a fan? As a mark for him? Yeah, I would kill for that.
When you think of realistic options, it's Drew, LA Knight, Gunther, and Randy Orton, right?
They need something for Elimination Chamber, though. CM Punk was advertised for Elimination Chamber. We've talked about Rhea Ripley could end up headlining the show in a championship defense. We got the men's match. We got the women's Elimination Chamber match.
Who's her defense against?
People are speculating Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be good. But I feel like they do need another. Oh, that'd be insane. But I think they need another marquee match. Roman's not going to Chamber. CM Punk was announced. So who knows? Who knows what they end up doing? It's a very volatile time booking wise right now between what happened with Seth. I mean, this just goes to show. But let me remind you, Matt, this further underscores, given what happened to Seth Rollins, given what just happened to Punk, this is why you don't have Roman wrestle night one against The Rock if you need him night two for your main event against Cody. Because if this goes wrong, WrestleMania is borked.
No, you have the ding-ding start on night two, and Cody out of nowhere hits his finish on 1, 2, 3.
Shit out of Roman.
But, sorry about your injury along the way, Roman. Tough shit. We're finishing the story.
Sorry about that laugh in there. I was just laughing at this super chat we got that we'll put up here in a second.
Do you want to put it up now?
Chris Pantaleo, longtime friend of the pod.
Seth should face whomever has the biggest traps by Mania.
Raj, you can't pop extra loud for the own jokes that include you in it.
All right. Seth should face whomever has the biggest traps by Mania.
But I think the other important thing to remember is, you know, CM Punk is 45 years old now. CM Punk spent his 20s traveling in a compact car wrestling Chris Hero on the indies.
And back back then wrestling at a pace that veterans told him was too crazy, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just saying we've all had it. All three of us have had weird injuries if we'd entered our 40s that have been I messed up my upper body using bolt cutters. I mean, like, things happen in unpredictable ways. Yeah.
Oh, that's when it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my first major injury playing golf.
So, yeah.
With Bobby Lashley.
Just a couple of years ago. Yeah. With Bobby Lashley. One second. I'll be right back.
Yeah. So it's important. Though, we talked about.
Oh, no. Are we, what are we interfering with right now, Raj? Oh,
just bounces.
Now you left it blank to me, folks. His butler just told him he didn't have his favorite drink right now in stock, so he wants to get off film to yell at his butler and belittle his poor butler for not having his proper beverage.
Esperantio, $5. I'm probably mispronouncing that. But Gunther, since Brock is out, he doesn't need to be a top star. It's a secondary title, and LA Knight can't wrestle at that level for the workhorse title. I think LA Knight and Seth Rollins could put on a banger.
I disagree. I think LA Knight's gotten there.
I think he could do it.
I get why you think it's a workhorse title, because Seth is the first title holder of it. So therefore, I get that. But they did not put that title out there to call it the workhorse title, okay? It's supposed to be the Intercontinental if you really want to break it down into semantics. And Gunther has proven that as such to be the workhorse title, being the Intercontinental Championship. Damn. You know what's crazy? The biggest thing I'll say right now, Glenn, is because WWE has such an embarrassment of riches of main event acts right now.
Yeah.
Even though CM Punk gets hurt, they do have a bevy of choices to choose from.
They do.
Whereas in other years, it wouldn't be like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, right now, we've talked about this. They've got easily 10 main event matches they can put together. Or semi-main event matches. Yeah. Terrible Trey, $4.99, saying, dang, how am I just now seeing the gang back together? Hope all three of you are doing great and wishing Punk a speedy recovery. Thank you, Trey. If you haven't been tuning and joining us, we've been back doing this since the fall, and we're doing these quick news hits as news happens, which we've never done before. This is why you get to see Matt like in his work clothes in the middle of the day. And then we're doing a weekly more podcast-style show on the weekends. But thank you very much, Trey. I think it's really interesting. And this isn't even talking about, like, they could go and bring somebody who's not a regular back. But I don't think they need to do that. I think you might be onto something, Matt, with LA Knight. I think that's a good call. We did learn post-Royal Rumble that the spots that were originally set for Brock Lesnar were given to Braun Breaker, Dominic Mysterio eliminating Braun, and that originally there might be a program in the works with Dom and Brock. I actually think Dominic Mysterio and Braun Breaker, given that they're both second generation, is actually a very interesting first program for Braun on the main roster.
And it is, because if it had been Brock, nobody's buying. Brock slips on a banana peel and somehow Dom, you know, skeeves his way to a victory. I believe him, Braun Breaker, potentially slipping on a banana peel? Yes, but that can't happen here, because it will be his first series of a match, right, on the WWE main roster. He cannot lose this.
Yeah, and
he's dominate and punish Dominic.
And what's interesting is that post Rumble, Bron Breakker was talking about having business with Judgment Day. I predicted this on the NXT podcast I do with Issa, NYC Demon Diva. I think when Braun and Baron Corbin win the Dusty Cup in NXT, I think they're going to get use their shot on the main roster to challenge the Judgment Day for the main roster tag team titles. It doesn't no, they're bigger than Tony D'Angelo, and I love Tony D'Angelo, but they're bigger than NXT at this point.
Glenn, I do not see their two. They're still two singles acts being gelled together,
though. Have you been seeing the work they're doing, though? It's actually Baron as a mouthpiece for Bron Breakker solves Braun's charisma vacuum.
Again, he's taller than him. The same reason they had to get rid of JBL being the mouthpiece for Baron Corbin, because he was taller and looked like a bigger star physically when you just click through the channels and stop and go, wait a minute, why is that guy here? That guy's manager. That's backwards.
I know, it's a little weird.
Supposed to be small, fat, and nondescript versus the athlete they're representing?
Well, we'll see.
Is a great mouthpiece, though.
His parental $2 saying, thoughts on LA Knight's work like Wyatt Moore show?
I'm trying to determine what this means.
I think he's saying he's more show than go, like how he's.
Oh, hey,
let me correct that. I disagree with that, because I think he's improved immensely, and he's proven it. At the end of the match dinner, he still was able off the vert to jump to the top rope. I know that's just one spot, but as a guy who's been in the ring and been gassed and blown up toward that part of a match, that's not easy to do. I disagree. I think he's the perfect blend. Is he a five-star match wrestler? No, of course he's not. He doesn't need to be. But is he also Dave Bautista in his first year being pulled up to the roster just doing tackle spots? No, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's not boring in the ring.
No, I think he's improved a lot. The four-way was a really good match. And then his match with Roman Reigns in Saudi was really good. So I think he's shown that he's improving a lot. And he can handle that top spot. You saw that in the match with Roman. Like, he held his own, and he looked like he belonged.
He ran it, I thought. I really did. Yeah. I say that as a Roman fan, too.
Yeah, I want to put this up there, Justin Lopez, because I've seen a couple people, Veggie Gamer as well, asking about Sami Zayn.
Ooh.
I just don't think he's that money personality.
I know you don't. I know you don't think he's a WrestleMania main event singles draw. I remember you saying that.
Even though he did last year.
Well,
tag act.
As a tag.
But really quick, I was just telling Glenn before he got back, Raj, like, what an embarrassment of riches for WWE when a Punk gets hurt, that they have all of these main event acts ready to go. And I will throw Sam into that category. I would not hate that, actually.
It would still work. It's not like and if you do the right storyline and everything. But Sammy's been losing so much. Again, I just feel like you need someone that feels more on the ascent. Okay. And that's why LA Knight, Randy Orton, you could always put in there. But John Cena, if you wanted to, even though he's lost every match in the last five years.
No more old people. No. We got so much main event talents that are ready right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and Seth versus Cena. I mean, why not bring John Stewart back so we can just go full retro on it? FT3 saying, with a $10 super chat, thank you, FT3. Does WWE have a bit of a size problem? Not really a lot of believable giant and monster types. No Brock or Braun Lashley. They've seemed to have fallen off. The Rumble miss having guys like that. Almost. Oh, wow. Almost is not it.
Jeez, FT3. Could you be any stiffer on poor Almost?
That's Omos, guys. Come on.
Sorry, Omos, whatever the hell it is. They should have given it a bet. First of all, they should have given it a bet. Unless that's, is that, natu- is that his natural name?
No.
Then they should have given him a better name than that. But he's not wrong in that. I just think, like, I think the same thing as a big guy myself. Built my body up to be the way it was for exactly what you're talking about, FT3, to make it more believable when I'm in the ring killing and kicking the crap out of people, right? But it's a different day today. It's a different day and age. And we got fans that think it's cool for 5'4" nothing person to do flip, flop, and fly. And they pay money to see it. So the proof is in the pudding. If people weren't filling these arenas, then my point could be, counterpointed, but it's not. It's the truth. They sell at arenas with this style and with more diminutive, but yet super duper athletic talents. But I'm with you. As an old school wrestling fan, I'm the same one that thinks that when the guy gets introduced, he's walking to the ring, can I kick his ass in a fight? Since I was a kid, I would think that, as crazy as that may sound.
Yeah, as far as like lately, like with the newer stars, who has really had that presence as far as the
Braun? Guys go? Braun.
Break. Braun did. Yeah, but Braun does. Yeah, for sure. But as far as being like a giant sized. Yeah.
Passé. I hate to say it. It's passé today. It just is.
That being said, okay, maybe not in real life, but if I'm watching an action movie or a wrestling match, I would love to see you fight somebody like Ricochet. Because the joy of it is how does Ricochet figure out how to stand toe to toe, given your size, but you have his speed and he's doing parkour off the walls and doing crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, even in the past, when you'd see like Shawn Michaels and like Sid Vicious, right? People would be like, oh, I want to see Sid Vicious and Undertaker. I want to see Shawn versus Bret. Shawn versus Bret was good. Sid versus Taker suck, but Sid versus Shawn or Undertaker versus Bret, when you get the smaller guy against the big guy, those matches always end up working out better.
It does. David versus Goliath is the easier story to tell for the average fan clicking through the channels to stop and watch. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I see with these arenas being full. Yeah. And who's working on top for the most part. It's not the big giant guys anymore.
But and Seth Rollins, I know you picked one. So
not that Seth, or I was gonna say, I was about to say, or that Roman Reigns is some like cruiserweight or something.
Right. And Matt, I know you have a heart out here in a couple minutes.
I do. I'm sorry. I gotta go speak to our new hires.
Okay, let me just throw a couple of these super chats and then
if you need to take off, Matt, Raj and I will take it home.
All right. Bye guys.
Thanks, Matt. J.R. Smith, $2 saying thanks for all the work the last week. I mean, it's so funny. We keep saying, well, you know, if
we'll no see you next week
breaks, we'll go back to the weekly podcast and then stuff keeps happening. So, I think we have it set up now pretty easily, though, where we can just hop on and do these. And it's fun because we never used to do this stuff. I can't even imagine back then if we were like, hey, do you guys want to hop on quickly and just react to this?
Well, I'd still love to do a podcast sometime just talking about like the Oscar nomination.
I know. And we'll get back
to that. Crazy with wrestling.
Frank B 499, shout out to the crew getting back together. Missed you three together. Let's monetize this. 2 to 3 shows a week. I mean, hey, look, I've still got my gig recapping NXT and SmackDown over on the other channel. But look, when stuff happens, if something big happens on Raw tonight, this is what's funny, guys. We have this group text chat going. So when something big happens, it's like, well, I guess we should hop on and talk about this. And I'm already working on a thumbnail or something. So
it's like as soon as I hear a big story happens, like when I heard CM Punk got injured, I was like, okay, Glenn's working on a thumbnail right now.
And Sean Ross Sapp did just post on Twitter that WWE sources have confirmed to Fightful that CM Punk sustained an injury. So this is really happening, man. This time we're in right now.
I mean, PW Insider had pretty much confirmed it earlier. Now it's like the surgery. I'm pretty sure he's going in for surgery. I'm pretty sure that's happening. So, geez, you had Seth getting injured, Punk. Now Brock is very likely out of WrestleMania. It's a crazy time.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
And we might be back tonight. Who knows, after Raw.
Yeah, if something happens.
Something happens.
You know, we'll see. But anything else? I think any other stories, Raj? You get texts from people sometimes on background, but anything else you can report sort of post-Rumble, the mood in WWE right now? I mean, Triple H at the press conference, a lot of people, myself included, really weren't impressed with his answers. In fact, kind of disappointing that someone on the board and a company officer didn't even bother to read the lawsuit. But what are you hearing?
I think there were two bad things, right? I think one was saying he didn't read the lawsuit. I think the second was just being tone deaf, saying what a great week it was for WWE. When, yes, you did have the Netflix deal. It's insane how much stuff happened last week. But to say that when these allegations come out, you know, it's just a little tone deaf. It was a rare miss for Triple H because he is so good usually at these. So, but it's also one of those things that, you know, we'll find out more of who knew what and what. The gut reaction that I'm getting is no one knew what was in the lawsuit until it came out.
Not that level of detail. And in fact, sorry.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm actually angry. This is what I'm angry about as far as WWE's handling of this and the news that caused Vince McMahon to step down. Mm-hmm. This was presented like, oh, there was some impropriety. He was having an affair with someone who may have also been involved with another corporate officer member, and Vince tried to cover it up. They really made it seem like bad behavior, but not anything on a criminal or civil level like what was in that actual suit.
But I think because the defendant said that she did not communicate with them during the investigation, and then WWE's investigator said they did try to contact her, but since there was not that communication, they couldn't have known. I mean, maybe they could have. I don't know. But without communicating with her and getting those details, I don't see how you know the extent of how disgusting a lot of that stuff was. So,
I think for Vince McMahon, who again I'm really over saying that name. But given what was waiting in these details, it exhibits an insane amount of hubris that he would have come back to the WWE, have all of this come out, because he could have just literally faded away, resolved this monetarily, and preserved some sort.
Well, if he would have kept making his payments, this probably wouldn't have happened. And I think last year, because the defendant's, you know, the victim's friend came forward and went to the board of directors about Vince being removed, he felt like the NDA was violated. He no longer has to pay. And by not paying, I mean,
I understand
speculation. But I think if he would have kept making the payments and not stopped, this probably wouldn't have happened. So
it's just insane. And I mean, it's good. I think provided that this is true, and I think a lot of people are making assumptions that it is, that there is some weight here. I mean, it's you don't want to know, but I think that for the sake of history, there will be more. I just suspect that if anyone else has been affected or impacted by his bad actions, this will prompt them to come forward. And sadly, I think this is the beginning, not the end, of allegations like this coming to light. And I think it's just, again, it's for Triple H to be up there and be like, oh, we've had such an amazing week. I didn't want to kill my buzz because of everything else going on by reading this document. It's like, dude, Cody Rhodes appeared more statesmanlike.
It's got to be, and I'm not envious of the position that Triple H is in.
No, right now.
But So we'll see where it goes. I do have something.
Okay.
There was some stuff about Malachi Black not wanting to do jobs, and he's definitely going to WWE. And I've heard from people close to him that that when the time comes, there will be options to explore and decisions to be made. But what those are not known at this time or where Malachi's mind is at currently. So it's not a given he wants to go back to WWE. Everything's open.
Yeah.
When that
it's interesting how every, like, that speculation, this is where the Meltzers of the world think out loud sometimes.
And I think he's such a big influence that you have to be extra careful when you're giving your opinion or when you're stating stuff like that, just because so many people listen, so many people take that to heart, that and take that as gospel. And a lot of times it'll be his opinion being like, and you could tell there's no way he knows where you know, Triple H's head is at, right? But he'll say, well, Triple H's thoughts are this. It's like Triple H didn't tell you that. You don't know that. And you just have to be extra careful when you're in a position like his, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Any other gossip behind the scenes, texts, anything else you're getting of interest?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
So maybe we'll be back tonight. Oh, we got another super chat.
Oh yeah. John Cena's bald spot. What's up?
Yeah, it's been a while.
$5. If Punk has to miss WrestleMania, then I think Drew should get his spot and beat Rollins. Finally, he deserves it after the work he's been putting in lately. They are not treating Drew like somebody who is not re-signed a contract right now. They're still giving him a pretty darn good push.
He's on the run of his career right now. But again, I don't put him in that spot unless he re-signs.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of weird, though. How is that? It's like, so Drew, if you resign, we're going to book you really well. And he's like, well, why don't you book me really well? And then I resign.
You're like, no, I don't think it's unusual. Like, his contract is up right around WrestleMania. So to be like, well, we can't put you in this spot because your contract's up right then. If this is a deal, if we can get it done, that's what we're thinking. So I don't think that's unreasonable to think about.
No, I agree. Now, people are saying Bron Breakker was speaking like he might already be on the main roster or main roster bound. Have you heard anything about his status? Tiffany Stratton, we're assuming, is on the main roster now.
I don't know about that either.
Okay.
About Braun or Tiffany, but you know, I think with how impressive Braun looked, obviously getting the Brock Lesnar stuff, that it's time. You know, I mean, he's still doing the tag team with Baron Corbin in NXT,
which
right?
has been the best character work.
Yeah,
he's done all these years. It's absurd how entertaining they are together.
And so I know for like people like me for years have been like, man, Braun's ready. But the longer he's been in NXT, the more he's been marinating and he keeps getting better and better. And now I definitely think it's he's ready, because now it's not just on a physical level. Now it's also character wise.
Yeah. I'm trying to confirm some of the NXT stuff that I'm hearing, but it's tough. So, we'll report on stuff when we can confirm it.
And also now that Vince is gone and it's Triple H, I think, is a lot more sensitive, and he's, you know, obviously being so, you know, brothers with Shawn Michaels pretty much, that he's not going to yank someone from Shawn if Shawn feels like they still need them. Right. He wants to complete a storyline with them. Whereas Vince would do that with Triple H all the time back in the day. So,
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, anything else before we take this home? Thank you everyone for tuning in. It's funny, Raj. Sometimes when we do this at just random times, we're able to assemble this community so quickly.
Yeah. And you guys are awesome. We really appreciated our Royal Rumble episode the other night. I think was our biggest ever, second biggest ever. Or
yeah.
Could become our biggest ever. We're going to keep doing these. We really enjoy it. We hope you guys are enjoying it. Like and subscribe. I know it gets annoying, but it really does help us out. It helps us out with that YouTube algorithm. Tell a friend. We had that super chat earlier, and we are hearing this all the time when people are like, hey, it's great seeing you three back together. You guys are back together. It's like, you know, we kind of assume that everyone knows, but it's still every week. I feel like more and more people are finding us. So
checking us out. Thank you, everyone. He's at the Raj Geary. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Matt's at BP Matt Morgan. Hey, if something big happens tonight, we'll see you in a few hours. If not, just wait for news and we'll be there.
Veggie Gamers, Triple H isn't going to yank something from Shawn. Sounds like a 1997 DX promo. Touche.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought back then? And look, if nothing else newsworthy happens, we'll be back this weekend, but we'll probably see you before then.
I know.
So have a great rest of your day, everyone. Catch you soon back on Gigantic Pop. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.